tonight on BBC London News, no public inquiry into the Potter's Bar rail crash. Families and unions say the government's decision is scandalous.
It appears to us that it's incredibly convenient for the government that the results of this inquiry will not be published until after the next general election. Frankly, it smacks of a cover-up.
He killed two French students in cold blood. Now there are claims the probation service monitoring him may have been encouraged to underspend its budget. Also tonight, held in the British Museum for more than 200 years, but now there's new pressure to return the Elgin marbles to Greece.
Officials here say they're happy to loan them back, but that's not what the Greek government wants for its newest museum. And
the Pet Shop Boys go east for tonight's London gig. We talk to the 80s band. Hello and welcome to the programme this Friday evening. The families of those killed in the Potter's Bar rail crash 7 years ago won't get the public inquiry they've been calling for. Seven people died in 2002 when faulty points forced the train off the tracks. The government instead has set up an inquest which it believes will ensure public scrutiny of the accident. But the families of the victims and rail unions say the decision is scandalous. Here's our transport correspondent, Tom Edwards.
May 2002. Seven die and 76 are injured after a train derails just outside Potter's Bar station. The author, Nina Borden, still wants answers. She lost her husband that day and was also seriously injured. She's disappointed at today's announcement and still wants a full public inquiry.
Not enough will be done, is what I'm afraid of. I suppose I'm glad that something is being done at last.
But there are still concerns.
There are still concerns that it won't do what it should do, which I think is to take the British Railways back into public hands.
The Health and Safety Executive blamed the crash on poor maintenance. Inspections by the private company Jarvis didn't spot